The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I am super happy to be here with you this evening. I've got a whole bunch of new music, and very excitingly, we are talking with one of the organisers from Pride Wido over Blenheim Way, and that'll be coming up right after I play the first track, so stick around. I am also super delighted to play you Instant Fantasy's first music in about 10 years. It is a stunningly Lynchian track. It's called Emotion. This is Instant Fantasy.
Thank you.
That was Emotion by Instant Fantasy. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I have a Zoom call set up right now with Gabe, one of the organisers of Pride Wido. Hi, Gabe.
Kia ora.
Welcome. Thank you for joining me this evening. Now, when is Pride Wido?
Well, Pride Wido is coming up so soon. It's actually starting on the 6th of June. So what's that, like 3 weeks away?
Yeah, just over 3 weeks. Amazing. And
yeah, first Friday morning is the opening ceremony.
And so how long does it go for?
10 days. We have a 10-day jam-packed festival in little old Blenheim, which we're rebranding as the real name, Wido.
You should.
Thank you.
And what can we expect?
Well, we can expect a variety of things because we're trying to, like, value education because it is, well, as we always should, but there's Inside Out are holding educational seminars, and that's very important for us because Pride is very new to our region, especially to Wido. So we're trying to push for as much awareness and celebration of knowledge as possible.
That's so cool.
And then we also obviously have the yummiest, funnest big gay parties because the gays know how to put on a party, let's be honest.
Ooh. We sure do.
Yeah. So we have Faf Swag coming from Tamaki Makaurau, and they are a wonderful Pacifica group that have incredible, like, top class art and performance, and they really celebrate, like, gender diversity and just celebrate of all forms of being. And so that's going to be a part of it's literally on the 6th is the opening for that exhibition,
and it runs throughout the whole festival,
exactly. Yeah,
I'm so looking forward to checking that out.
It's so good, and we have some of their visuals that they've been so generous, and they just want to be able to connect with their regional people because they've been all over. Some of their artists are going to be in Manchester, and when we're ringing them from Blenheim, they're just like, absolutely, we want to be there, we want to show up, and they want to be able to, like, they're sending down their artists, you know, it's really awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're very spoilt there. And then we have the opening event with the Delusional Disco Drongos from Golden Bay. We love them.
Yes.
Shout out Imka and Gregor and Sweet Max, obviously. And then we also have our other amazing angels, the Dream Girls, Dream Club. Dream Girls, Dream Club.
Oh, yeah, the Dream Club.
Yeah, the Dream Club twins are coming from Otutahi. So, yeah, we're really, like, gathering the people from across the motu, and also for the closing party we have people coming from Melbourne, which is mad considering it's our second festival ever, but we really want to uplift artists that are queer, are tangata whenua, are, like, you know, just othered in some horrific way, to try and uplift them and celebrate them. So if we need to get them in from Melbourne, so be it. We try and find the funds to make it happen.
I love it. And tell me a little bit more about the workshops that are happening in the week in between the big party weekends.
Yeah, so they like you described, the big party weekends is the first weekend and then the closing weekend. So in the middle we have got Inside Out is coming, and so they host 2 2-hour sessions per day.
Great.
And a lot of them, yeah, it's so amazing. And they came last year, and yeah, it was probably one of the most pivotal moments, just to see the community ask questions in a very safe place, maybe that they had never asked before, maybe they had googled it in secret, you know, just learning about language, learning about how to be a better boss, trying to do create inclusion policies for their businesses. Or teachers holding space to learn how to be acceptance and not assume, not just go by assumption on just some you know, on something that they've learned through society. So it was it is a very powerful course, and they're very trained in knowing how to combat those tough questions with like facts and like without shaming anyone. I think it's a real talent.
It's important, yeah, mahi.
Big up and stay out. Love them.
Now, I am going to be able to come for the closing weekend, and I hear there's a big parade.
Yes, Queen, and we've been pushing for, I think I've been saying pushing the whole time because it feels a lot like that, but we've been making it happen in town. We don't want to be pushed out of town. We want to in town.
Be seen.
Be seen. We were on the hour last year in the pouring rain because June is winter, but we're going to be in the center, in the main center, and then we're going to do a loop all together with we've got the Crash Bandicoots coming from Te Whanganui Atara, and they're coming over, and then hopefully we'll have some other musicians as well, yet to be confirmed.
But, some secret plans.
Yeah, secret plans in the mix, but a lot is going to be led with like the march or the parade is going to be led with music and just like uplifted color and energy and spirit to try our best to just like activate the streets and not have to hide away. And you just never know how the rangatahi or anyone may respond to sort of activation.
Yeah. So if you can see it, it starts to become something you know you can be.
It's awesome. It's like, that's possible. Look at me now. That's possible. Yeah, it's really moving. And the flags, because we put up the rainbow, inclusive rainbow flags throughout the whole region. And
stunning.
That one was one of the biggest things actually from last year. It's again alongside education, because people had maybe seen those inclusive flags, didn't know much about them. What does the blue mean? What does every color mean? And you know, so many little questions were coming out of seeing them, and then we were getting emails from people's children that have moved away from Blenheim, and they just couldn't believe. Mum sent me photos of the streets and showing the rainbow flags. So imagine people walking the streets amongst the rainbow flags.
I think it's powerful. It's awesome. So where can people go to book tickets or find out event details, get more info?
Everything is on www.pridewairau.co.nz, and Wairau is WAIRAU.
I will link to it from the show info and also from my Instagram, so people can find out more information and get in touch. And also get in touch if you are coming from Nelson Whakatū over to Pride, because there are going to be some people travelling who might be able to carpool, or there might be other transport options available. So please reach out if you want to go but not sure how to get there, because it can happen.
We got you.
Super excited. Now, Gabe, one of the things I always ask people who come onto the show is, when I say queer anthem, what is the song that comes to mind for you?
Well, for me today, I was thinking this, and today I went with Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights, mainly because it's like makes me want to roll around on the floor.
Hell yeah.
I know that. There's many songs out there. Like, my partner's a DJ and I'm spoilt for choice. But honestly, it just came over me. I was like, that's a surreal song. And big up Kate Bush.
It's got big queer energy, for sure. Thanks. Hey, I also because we're on Zoom and this doesn't translate very well to radio, I can see that one of the other organisers, George, is sitting next to you, and I believe that we also have a queer anthem to play after Wuthering Heights from George. George, do you want to tell us about your queer anthem?
Yeah, true. So I sent you this one, right? This my choice was Carl Bean, I Was Born This Way.
And good
this,
tune.
Yeah, this is something that came out on Motown Records in 1977.
Amazing.
I kind of have got a lot of love for that era, but I have only really recently kind of become aware of it. But I kept on listening, and I originally was like listening to the instrumental version, and I played that on my show. But then I was like, oh heck, 'cause there's a whole vocal line here. And I sort of spend so much time geeking out on music, and I wanted to, because I'd never really heard of Carl Bean, so I was like, who is this cat? And I looked into it, and just seems like a tremendous person. So yeah, I just love that they kind of put this out, and yeah, it's a track that's kind of new to my life, but it's going to stick around, I think, for a while now.
Hopefully we can have a bit of a cunny cunny on the dance floor to it when we come over for Pride.
No doubt.
There's a plan.
Thank you both so much. Everyone check out pridewido.co.nz and book your tickets, and I hope to see you there. This is Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. That was the gay anthem chosen, or queer anthem chosen by George from Wido Pride, Born This Way by Carl Bean. And before that was Gabe's queer anthem choice, Wuthering Heights. I was speaking with Gabe and briefly George from Wido Pride organisation team. This kicks off on the 6th of June. Head to the website, which I will link from Instagram and my site, to get tickets and to find out more. I'm pretty excited about it. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I've got some new-ish music for you. This just came out. It is by Aotearoa musician Iris Little, and it's called Two. Thank you. Brand new from Aotearoa musician Lontalius. That is Glory. And Lontalius has a brand new album. It is coming out tomorrow. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the tracks from that. I reckon it is going to be a stunner. Before that, Ruby Gill and Under the Flying Foxes. And I'm obsessed with that song. It's just so beautiful. And Ruby Gill lives in Australia, and my assumption is that the flying foxes talked about in the song are the very same ones that I obsessed about when I was living in Melbourne and ended up with one tattooed gigantically on my thigh. So that song is special to me. Before that, brand new from Iris Little, it's called Two. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I'm having a great time this week. I've got a new track from Model Actress. It's called Diva and it's a bit of a stormer. Enjoy.
Something
That was June Yards featuring Star Amarasu with How Big Is the Rainbow? That's brand new, just came out yesterday. And before that, a relatively new one from Melbourne musician June Jones. It's called Be Honest. And before that, a new one from model actress. It is called Diva. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Look forward to bringing you some more new music in a couple of weeks' time, and hopefully seeing you on the dance floor or in the parade at Pride Wido. I'm going to leave you, as usual, with a song by a queer legend. This is a track called The Runner from gay synthesizer icon Patrick Cowley. Take care. Ka kite. Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.